Happy Friday.
Hi,
Alan.
Hello.
Happy Fun Day.
Happy Fun Day.
Alan's been drumming it into me how much fun we're going to have today.
He's just been saying this. He goes, oh, today is so much fun. It's all the most fun things all in the one show.
But it might be.
It's
all the same rubbish we normally do.
It has been fun all week.
I've got the list of
Dave's
fun here. Do you want me to run through the
fun? No, there's more to it than just that. But go on then.
Okay. Open lines for Celebrity Raspberry. That's fun. Right, clotheslines for Celebrity Raspberry. It's also fun. Play Celebrity Raspberry.
That's fun.
Making a scene, always fun.
Yeah.
McFly Day.
Always fun. McFly Day, no, that's an extra fun thing.
That's
it's
fun.
Friday.
We have to talk about the Access All Areas tour.
Obviously that's fun.
Is fun to talk about, and it'll be fun when it happens.
More about the Access All Areas tour, because if it's not fun the first time, then let's drum it home another time.
Let's ramp up the fun to fun factor 5.
8:30. We talk about the student tour, and we have live tracks from the Claxons,
which is fun. That's fun.
Sarah's Guide to the Weekend / Teen Awards.
What?
Sounds fun. What's your guide to the weekend?
It's my guide to the weekend.
I need to tell you about this.
Wow.
And then Golden Hour.
Do I get a clipboard?
If you want.
And to go, here's my guide to the weekend.
Plus, we've got other games, like the Strictly game we've not done.
Oh, that's
we
true.
We said we'll do the Duck Register again today,
yes.
And that's fun.
That is fun.
So lots of good
stuff.
Oh,
you're right. It is fun. All the way till 10 o'clock.
It's a double whopper, fun with cheese.
It might be slightly Moyles trained, see, because on Friday is the day when he answers the phone and I wake him up in the morning. Friday's normally the day that Chris goes, So it's fun today. You'll have fun.
And by contrast, I've never seen you, Sarah, look more awake.
No, I've been up for hours.
I walked in and there's this huge smile going, I'm awake. Look how awake I am.
I've been up for so long. I've shaved my legs this morning.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've washed your hair as well.
Washed my hair. It's all
like all of it.
Yeah. Not just a fringe. That was fringe. So, yeah, I've been up for ages. I couldn't get to sleep from 4 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah, and wide awake, my silly little brain, doing a sort of Cheryl Cole interview part two. I do that a lot when I've had a guest in, and then I think, oh, if I'd have said that, and I'm like, oh, I found it quite hard to be. I enjoyed the interview yesterday, but I should have like tried to just sort of wheedle a bit more out of her and sort of try to do the sort of interview equivalent of sort of jigging her in her ribs with
her
finger,
okay.
You know, about Derek and stuff. But she's just so sweet and lovely when she's sat here. It's hard to be a bit Paxman with her and to be like, tell me about Derek.
Also, I've witnessed Cheryl Cole with Chris. And I've noticed if you do try and poke fun at her or ask her questions that she doesn't like, she actually goes really quiet and shuts up
and
quite a lot. So she'd have that with you if you tried it.
That's what I was doing at 4 a.m. anyway. I lay there going, I should have given her multiple choice and gone, how would you describe Derek? Dancer Derek? Darling Derek or Dirty Derek? This is what was going through my head at 4 this morning. And then I was like, you know what, get up and have a shower. And the thing that made it easier to get up and have a shower was, you know, just the little things in life. Treat myself some new shampoo and conditioner yesterday.
Did you?
That's something to look forward to.
It's a fun shower with new products.
It's called like yogurt and berries or something. Maybe I were peckish. I thought I'll go and try my new... Yeah, I've gone tired now. I've peaked.
So I was listening back to, because just before I came down to the studio, they played The Trail from yesterday, and it's the first time I've heard it. And I was listening back to all that bit with, like, you know, the whole Cheryl, do you think I'm hot thing? And I just thought, oh, you sound like such an idiot.
Why don't you just go, you're well
fit.
I know.
And I heard it back, and I was doing that same thing, you know, like you were sort of reliving the thing and what you should have said. And I'm thinking, why didn't I just say, you look...
Because it sounded like you weren't keen.
I know. No, and I just thought, oh, you sound like such an idiot. Because like, you kind of go, do you know what I mean? Because you're not...
If you listen again, if you missed yesterday, because you were at work, whatever, you've got to listen again. It's just to hear Dave squirm, really.
Oh, it was horrible.
And the whole video is up online. You can watch it as well. Oh, you can watch it.
Can you watch the squirming as well?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. That's
looking
cool
forward to how glamorous I look on the video, if it's anything like the photo of me and Cheryl with my big sweaty wide face. Don't put it on, Alan.
No.
I don't want to see it. I sent it to...
You said looking forward to.
Even my life partner was like, You look kind of mad on that picture.
You
know, instead of pausing and using my years as a supermodel stroke barmaid and doing a bit of a pouty thing, instead I look like a mad fan. And I can't shut my stupid gob and stop talking whilst having my photo taken. So I'm kind of doing a face like a really bad ventriloquist. Because I'm down a aisle and I'm going to say, well, yeah, I think it's all right. I don't know if we're going to do that. Thanks for doing this. Can I have a photo already afterwards? Like this. So I'm doing like a weird kind of gritty teeth smile.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's horrible. It's horrible. So, nice night though last night. Did you do
it? It was alright. I went to see my mum actually last night.
Oh,
I ended up staying at my mum's.
Oh, nice.
Because I went to see my Auntie Carol and my Uncle Dave, and they live along the way from my mum, and then was coming back, and I thought. And then I thought we'd go out for dinner and stay over. I had a spare pair of pants in my bag, so I thought, well, why not? I had everything. All I had to do is I thought, right, well, this is an impromptu situation. As a contact lens wearer, the only thing that's really important, have I got lenses for tomorrow?
Yes
I have, because that's a deal breaker.
Do you take lenses on a night out in case something happens?
Always. Yeah, I've always got a couple of pairs, and I put my left ones in my left pocket and my right ones in my right pocket, just in case I get confused.
You know, if I don't have spare lenses with me, it's guaranteed that once I realise I don't have spare lenses,
then you'll panic and one of them will go wrong.
Yeah, I'll start crying and then my eyes.
So I had lenses, and then I thought, as I went over to the garage, I thought, I just need some deodorant or something for them. I might, by the way, be wearing girls' deodorant. I'm not sure.
Right. Why didn't you use your mum's roll on?
Well, because I could have done that. Mm. She did suggest that, but I thought, that's a bit weird, isn't it? So I thought I'd go over to the garage. I might have girls' deodorant on. I don't know.
Well,
Alec, do you want to sniff me?
What colour was... you've had worse, Alec.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Is that girls or boys?
That is definitely
girls.
Very nice.
A light fragrance.
I think girls' deodorant smells better than men's, because men's is normally very overpowering.
See, I wasn't sure, and it didn't say what it was on the thing. All I could deduce from it was the fact that it was quite a feminine-sized spray.
Well, like a handbag size, like you fit in your clutch bag with your underpants and your lenses that you carry.
So, no, it was nice. We went out and then...
It's true, actually, because whenever I've run out of deodorant and I use Ben's deodorant, it's just, it's just too manly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I worry it may affect me. You know what I mean? I might, like, come into Radio 1 and start sort of looming over the girls at their computers and be like, oh, darling, like that, and try and look down the tops. You know, it might sort of affect my behaviour.
But I'm conscious that I smell different. All the way in, driving in, I thought... What's that smell? And I thought, oh, it's me.
Hey, you'll be careful when the missus comes back from holiday. That top will smell of girls.
I will, actually. I better do a dark wash before she comes back, shouldn't I?
That's your exclusive 20-7. Dave may do a dark wash before her. How's the house, by the way? Are you pretty tidy? You got a cleaner lady who comes
in?
Or
no,
it's
all right. It was pretty tidy before they went away, but I'll do a big tidy up on Sunday. Sunday's project is kind of making it all look nice again, you know.
Are you going to get some flowers?
Do you think I should?
Yeah,
do
that's
you?
Lovely. Yeah, get some fresh. But then she might think you've done something wrong.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
She'll be like, what have you broken?
Yeah.
Where
she
did
might
you go?
Think I've been up to no good.
Yeah.
And maybe not flowers.
She'll be like, why have you got me flowers and why have you done a dark wash?
Yeah.
She'll be onto it. You don't miss a thing.
No.
Speaking of not missing a thing, Ben was out last night.
And?
Well, I mean, that's news in itself that I've let him out. That's the end of the anecdote.
Sorry, I thought you were going to tell me something shocking. Ben was out last night.
Any of his friends are listening, they'll be like, she let him out. No, he was out doing like a works do because he's left his job. So it was like a sort of...
Oh, was it the big farewell?
Yeah, it was like the third one that he's had. He's had like... can you do this? He had a leaving do for leaving his job, but not with his colleagues, like with his mates, with the boys, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't really count, does it? It's like when I was pregnant and he went, it's traditional to go out on the 5-month mark and get drunk.
Oh, I've still got one of them
pregnant.
In the tank then. I didn't have my one.
No, it doesn't exist. You've not got one. And then he had another bit of a do at the pub with some mates from work, and then last night was his official do with his mates from work.
So did he roll in?
Well, I woke up at 2:30 for a wee, and I sent him a text. See if you can translate it.
Okay.
You okay, babe? At 2:30.
That means, where the blooming heck are you? But you don't want to say that because you don't want to sound naggy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you would have put a kiss on the end as well.
Yes.
To convey friendliness and warmth.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially, I'm checking up on you, but I don't want it to sound like
that. I mean, when I said it, it was like, you okay, babe? But what it actually means
Where are you?
Yeah, it's like, you okay, babe? Like, you are okay? You know what it is? The text is just a little pin. Just to burst his little bubble of, and another thing. I don't know. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Back down to earth, bang. And so he was like, yes, no, that's quite... I'm just going to order a cab, actually. Yes, I was in denial that it was so late.
So will he be pretending today that he hasn't got a hangover?
Probably, yeah. He'll be doing the... he'll be doing the... It's weird, actually. I didn't go that mad. I'm just tired. Mm. It'll be that.
I do that.
That's what we'll be doing.
Even when I've got a thumping
so
head...
So weird that men do that.
I do that.
Common.
You always try and underplay it. I don't know why.
So weird that...
I don't do that.
Do you just say you've got a raging hangover?
Yes. But then I never do get hangovers.
It must be some kind of macho thing, I think. Maybe.
I think it's a macho thing, and it's also where you don't want to act like you've been out and had an amazing time without your other half. If you've been out without... If you've both got hangovers, then you can both sort of be like, oh, I feel terrible.
Yeah.
But if you've been out and you're like, oh, it was crazy last night, I feel terrible.
But isn't it... I think it's a bit like one of those, I can handle my drink me type of thing, you know? And it's like, I think that's probably where it comes from. I do that as well.
Yeah, I think it's very common. Men always do it. Mm. Always do it. So I had a nice night, actually, because it's quite nice when they're out, when you've got the house to yourself and stuff.
You watch what you want, can't you?
Well, you know, I can't be 24/7, 365 a complete glamour puss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a night off from being a hottie.
Yeah.
You know, arranged on the couch in my Maribou heels. Mm. Do you know what I mean? With a feather boa on and a slicker lip gloss and my hair all curled. Hair did, nails did, everything did. So it's quite nice to just relax.
Just kick back a bit.
Put my pyjamas on and eat curry because he doesn't like Indian food.
Oh, does he not?
So I rang my long-suffering local Indian restaurant.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, long-suffering because I order so little. Because I hate ordering too much and wasting food. And they always ring back and go, was that a lamb tikka starter or a main? No, just a starter. Sure you don't want any rice? Any curry? No, just what I ordered, please.
But they'll not do free delivery on an order that small, surely.
I think it's like 15 quid or something at the minimum. And
yeah,
like
I know.
£15 and a penny. Lamb tikka starter, a prawn puree, two chapatis, bit of extra salad and a couple of poppadoms and I'm done.
But that's a silly thing, though, because you'll probably order more than you want just to justify the free delivery, whereas actually if you just ordered what you want and paid the £2 or whatever it is for them to bring it round.
I just, I could possibly train the dog to go and pick it up, but I couldn't trust him with not nicking at least one poppadom on the way back.
Can carry it with his little hook his ears around the little bag.
Nice, isn't it? No, hook the bag around his ears.
Yeah, hook his ears around the bag, that'd be daft.
So it was nice, so I caught up, watched Apprentice.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yes, I won't tell you anything.
No, it's fine.
It's very, very good. Modern Family as well, which is in its second season on Sky One, and it's brilliant. But the first two episodes weren't as good for this series, and I was like, oh, no, and, you know, if you don't want to say something out loud because then it makes it true somehow. I was like, I don't think it's as good. And then the third one last night, Bosch, back up.
Well,
because you put it on Twitter, didn't you? You were the Modern Family advocate on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, I discovered it. Short of, like, going over to Fox CBS or whatever and buying it and bringing it back in my handbag and putting it on Sky One, I was like championing it. It's brilliant. It's really good, and it's repeated quite a lot if you want to catch it. If you're not,
because I'd never heard of it before, and then likewise was alerted to it by your tweet saying, you know, everybody must watch this. So we did watch it, and I thought it was really good. But
so you watched the new series?
Yeah,
you've got to get the first series.
See, I've got nothing to compare it to though. So, but I actually thought it was very good.
No, the first series, you will be LOLing all over the shop.
Good.
So So I had lovely a bit of telly, a bit of curry. It was nice, but I didn't get to bed as early as I wanted to because I kept going, oh, I can't go to bed on such a full stomach. I'm going to sit here for a minute and just keep watching telly and let me tea set. Mm. And then I'd nick over for a bit of poppadom. So I kept getting later and later because I kept eating more and more. I couldn't quite chuck it away, you know. Oh, go on.
And then how long do you have to wait? Do you have to wait like 20 minutes after your meal? A bit like swimming, you know, when you can't go in the pool. So you're working out, I last had my poppadom at... 8:09, which now means...
It was like one of those maths problems. If a girl eats a poppadom at 9:25 and wants to get to sleep by 10, when can she have her final bit of chapati? We're doing that. And I kept going over, nibbling a bit more, and I'm like, I've got to watch if I got news for you now.
I saw a bit of that. I saw a bit of you on Loose Women as well last night.
Yeah. Oh, I was rubbish.
No, you were good.
I tell you what was bad, though, was that I didn't say the word. There was me asking the lovely students to suggest a word with Fern yesterday. The students of Bristol, and they came up with hullabaloo, and I completely forgot to mention it. I was sat there on this little stool backstage waiting for me, and they were going to put me in place on stage during a competition, so I'd just magically be there. And I'm sat there, and they're fixing my mic and that, and lovely Kate Thornton's doing a bit to camera and that, and then there's a VT on, and I'm sat there, and I'm going, hullabaloo, 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 and I get on, completely forget about it, until at the very end of the interview, they go, thanks for coming on, and I think, hullabaloo, oh no! And I was going to go, it's always lovely to see you girls and have a hullabaloo here on your show, and I just couldn't...
That would have been weird, though, and they would have looked at you odd. Yeah. What we're saying, though, in ways of sort of shoehorning in, you either wanted, as another guest on the show, him off the Jungle Book, right, and then go, hello, Baloo, or Duncan James or someone like that, you know, or Simon Webb.
It would have had to be two of the...
Well, yeah, you'd need
Baloo,
more than one, wouldn't you, in order to justify, yeah, otherwise it would be like, hello, Duncan, which wouldn't have been the same thing, would it? Is it weird, you know, when you're on there, I always think this, because of where they sit you, because they sit you right in the middle, so you end up swivelling your head around. Which is really...
Because you want to be polite and chat to them all.
Yeah.
Because
you're talking one way, and then you must get a question from the other way, and then you have to swivel your head all the
and
way
around. Yeah, and be chatting to them.
So why don't they... I don't understand that. Why don't they put you on an end, and
it's
then you
weird.
Could just...
Yeah, you're kind of
way.
In the middle part of the panel.
Yeah.
It's nice, though. They're lovely ladies. Mm. They're always really nice. That's the second time I've been on, and when the first time I went on Loose Women, I thought, well, I hope they're not a bit like, I don't know, not that they'd ever go for me or anything, but I thought they'd be just not as warm, but they're actually really warm.
No, it seemed really nice.
Very nice.
It was a chance encounter, because only my mum would have Loose Women on Series Link.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, just happened to have it, you know. It was like, it was sort of flicking through, like, what she had on her planner, and then it's like, have you got today's Loose Women? She goes, yeah, and she's got every day's Loose Women, like for the last 6 months.
That's amazing.
So I was like, oh, we'll stick it on and have a look at what Sarah got on.
I was on with Michael Winner, you know, the
I didn't see his bit.
Calm down, dear.
Was he on after you?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see his bit.
A very sweet guy.
Yeah.
He's from the Calm Down Dear, it's only commercial. And also, he's obviously like a... He made movies, didn't he,
weirdly,
before he got into, like, restaurant reviewing and food and stuff. What did he make? He made, like, a scary... Was it a Death Wish, wasn't it? It was Death Wish
his?
Movies. Yeah, it was definitely Michael Winner. So, you know, he's a very nice guy, but he's definitely getting on a bit, and definitely a bit doesn't like being told what to do, basically. He's a bit carmudgeony. Is that a word?
Oh, carmudgeony. I don't know, but it sounds good.
So he was in this back room, and you know they do, like, a shot of the people sitting backstage?
Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't move onto the sofa until the last minute when they needed him to sit there, and then there'd be a shot of me and Michael Winner sitting there. And then they moved him, this young camera guy was like, can you go to the left a bit, because there's some flowers behind you, and it looked like they're coming out of your head, and he was like, yes, the flowers are very important, aren't they? He was like a bit cross, but he was a very sweet guy.
But he was okay to you, though.
Yeah, he was nice to me. He was nice, and his lady friend was there, and she was very lovely.
Is that Dinah or Dina or something?
Oh.
Or is that his cleaner? Did you see that programme he did where he went, and it was called...
It was like Dinner with Michael
Winner. Well, no, that's what it should have been called. It should have been called Winner for Dinner, which would have been a great title. And instead, they called it Michael Winner's Dining Stars or something, which is a rubbish title.
Yes, and he went and had dinner with... I like that show.
It was good. And then, but there was someone on there who he used to basically walk about 3 foot behind him everywhere, called Dinah or Dina or...
Mariana. No, that might have been his assistant. The lady there yesterday, I think, was like his fiancée, maybe, I think. But it did ring a bell when I met her from that show, so maybe it's the same woman.
She used to kind of just walk behind him carrying his bags.
She kept gesticulating. It was a bit like Alan Partridge, you know, with Lynn, when his Ooly Gooly keeps slipping out of his shorts. It was a moment like that where she kept going, Michael, your jacket, and he kept pulling his jacket together a bit and sort of,
So what, she's on the payroll, do you think?
Maybe. She's his missus.
Oh, really?
She's a very sweet lady.
I don't know. She's got dual functions, as it were.
Wow, what a compliment. Yeah, well, you've got dual functions. Right then. We'll do this and we're going to... Oh, hey,
We need to actually give clues before we even open, because we forgot to do clues yesterday.
Forget everything. I forgot to...
No, it's me. I forgot, sorry.
Forgot to ask yesterday, who was it yesterday? Nice, nice lady.
What, who was the caller?
Who was the caller?
I can't
can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember. Sorry, darling, if you're listening, we're early. But anyway, I forget to ask for the mug as well, didn't I? Did we get the mug off air, what they wanted?
We get to ask for two today.
Okay, so we asked for two today, fair enough.
But we need to start with clues, so you both get a clue each.
Okay, so we do know it's only day two of Celebrity Raz, but we do know that it's not Jamie Oliver. And we get to ask something. Is it a lady?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's...
Oh, we're still at that stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not
actually,
Jamie Oliver.
Sorry,
oh, should we? Should I play it so that we can see if we get any clues? Okay. So it's a man.
Man.
Okay.
It's a man.
Okay. It's a man, and it's not Jamie Oliver, and it's not a woman. Okay.
No pressure on this clue or anything,
Dave.
It
could be anybody, couldn't it? Let's face it.
Apart from Jamie Oliver, except or a girl.
Or a girl.
I'd recommend going for the job.
Okay. What do they do for a living? Yeah. Is this man involved in the world of acting?
No.
Okay, so isn't it?
Good question.
It's a man, but he's not an actor. Oh, Jamie Oliver, have another listen. Here we go. There we go. 03700 100 100. You've got 15 minutes to phone in. Roz, our unit assistant, who looks gorgeous. Have you had a shower this morning? You've done your hair. She's got beautiful flowing hair today. She's just flicking it around. Watch your neck. St. John's on standby for that hair flick.
Hair flick.
Hair flick.
So he was in a lower low, wasn't he?
Don't know, I'm too young.
Yeah, no, I mean.
So she'll answer as many calls as she possibly can. Just be enthusiastic and lovely, really, and you'll be in with a chance of coming on. Let's have a look. You can choose from Dave, Ali, Dom, Tina, Matt or Sam. It says that you've already got Chris's mug, so they must have asked for Chris's off air, maybe.
Ross?
We'll work it out. Did they ask for Chris yesterday? Did they? Oh, she's busy. We'll work it out anyway. I imagine you'd want Chris's mug if you're a big fan of the show, really.
Yeah.
Isn't that the opposite?
And even if you don't, throw it in anyway as part of your bundle.
03700 100 100 is the number. Calls are charged at the standard rate. Some networks may be higher. For full terms and conditions, you can check out the Radio 1 website. There's the noise again. Good luck. Celebrity Raspberry. Excellent. It might go today, though. I imagine it will not. Alid, I've lost that, sweetheart. Will you put it back so I can do it? Soz. Sozzles. Right, OK. So it's fun day. It's Friday. It's Radio 1.
Hello. Friday.
International Radio 1.
A few people on the text. Spotting. I would say my acting debut, but I was one of Fagin's gang when I was 13.
Oh, were you?
On the stage. Bright lights. The stage. School. Little bit of acting on Hustle.
Is that old then?
That's really old.
Is that the one?
It's like 4 years ago.
Is that where you have to go and like do a sort of trick on somebody?
Yeah. It was actually long. It was like 6 years ago. It was ages and ages and ages ago. It wasn't much of a stretch, sort of acting wise. I just had to go and do loads of shots in a pub.
Was that it?
That was it. It wasn't really breaking with my character at the time. Obviously, it would be now.
But no, it must have been on again last night, because there's been a few people saying that they saw you on Hustle.
Lots of people saying the same. Are we talking, you know, is there an Oscar buzz about? No.
Chris Moyle Show, all this week with Sarah Cox. BBC Radio 1.
At least somebody called Oscar maybe text it in?
Oh, there's a massive wave of excitement, obviously, about the fact that they did spot you. It's all complimentary. Other things to clear up, right? Michael Winner, apparently Dinah is his girl Friday and Geraldine is his fiancée.
Yeah, it was Geraldine.
And then this has come in, and I don't know whether...
Friday?
Well, yeah, it's like a sort
like
of...
That.
Yeah. This has come in, and I don't know whether it's a compliment or not, right? Because we've been blathering on. You two are like the new Christine Blakely and Adrian Charles with a slightly more common touch.
That's a compliment.
Thanks, Paul from Stevenage.
thanks. It's a question mark on that.
Thanks.
BBC Radio 1. Right, it's 7 o'clock. Tiny Temper coming up music-wise and Celebrity Raspberry, but now Tulip and David with your news and sport.
3 minutes past seven now.
Thanks very much, guys. Was that Roy Hodgson, that clip? Was it? Oh, am I going mad?
Yeah, it was.
It sounded like he was talking through like a train tannoy, kind of, the microphone. It's kind of like...
This is his booming voice.
1400 to Manchester Piccadilly, stopping at Stoke.
Yeah, he does that part-time, actually.
Does he?
Mm.
And he needs something to occupy him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, Oh, is that a controversial quip?
No.
Not really, coming from an Everton fan, actually.
Mm, all right, boys. Don't start, only because I can't join in. Hey, being left out. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks. Nice.
Bye.
Bye. It's Friday, you having fun? If you don't have fun, Alid's going to be really cross.
We're having loads of fun.
Right, good.
That was the most unconvincing statement ever.
We're having loads of fun.
It came out more unconvincing than it was meant to be.
Yeah, we're having loads of fun. Thank you.
You having fun, Alid?
I am, actually.
It's quite scary, the pictures of all those fans outside of Rooney's house. So I know there's a lot of passionate feeling, but don't go down there. It's not very nice. It looks quite scary, especially if you're in there with a baby as well.
Yeah.
Would look intimidating. I said to Dave, I was like, it looked quite scary. Like, yeah, well, it would do, isn't it?
Oh, it does. Yeah, the pictures are scary.
Yeah, it looks intimidating. Not very nice at all. Maybe they should have softened it up and done a bit of carol singing.
Maybe. They look like carol singers in hoodies, which never happens normally.
You could have stood out there. Yeah, I mean, possibly. Not nice. So don't go down there. I was admiring Colleen's twirly bush, though, that she's got just outside the front.
Not seen a twirly
it's
bush.
Like, what's it called? What's it called when you're topiary?
Yes.
Topiary is when. Topiary before 7:15.
That's when
what?
You get people showing off and they make their hedges into amusing things.
Yeah.
Giraffes. Or an elephant or something.
Like
you can do all that.
Or if you've just got a tiny, tiny little privet, you could perhaps do a little sparrow.
Have you got a privet hedge?
I have, yeah. I've got a privet hedge, and now it's karma biting me on the bottom from when I was a teenager and used to find it quite funny on the way home from school to shove my mate Joanne Lloyd into a bush. And now I see teenagers like kids doing it walking past my house. You know when you go...
Is that bush push?
Bush push.
Bush push.
Well, yeah. What was it? Ari Hill's bush push that he's been doing. It originated, I think, in Boothstown near Lee in Greater Manchester. Yeah. Where we'd be walking back from, but and there was nothing funnier.
Is that where Bush comes from?
No, I don't know. That's what he's
is that Bush City
bush
limits? Boothstown near Walkden, isn't it? Up that way.
And the fun thing is, you always prefix the Bush with. Watch out for that bush! Which obviously isn't moving or any kind of hazard. And then you shove your best mate as hard as you can into the bush. They disappear momentarily. A little bit sort of like a sci-fi movie where they complete and then they spring back up again and they're out of the bush. Ah! And it's hilarious. Yeah. And then I was in one of the kids' rooms the other week and someone did a bush push to their mate. And he's quite a big lad, so we left quite a big dint in my privet. And they didn't know I was going to be at the window, and like my window was a bit open. Well, I leant out, I'd morphed into an even shoutier than normal, if you can believe that, listeners, an even more northern than normal sort of shouty lady, and was like, get out of it, bush! Like, hey, yeah, go on, get out of it! Like that, really scared. They were like, someone's passing. Like that kind of,
you can't lean out of your window in Central London and say, get out of my bush. You rascal.
The neighbour's net curtains were a-twitching.
I bet they were.
Oh, not for the first time. So anyway, what have we done then? Rooney fans, topiary bush-pushing. What was your good comment before 7? You gave us an exclusive. You've got to do a dark swash. That's what you miss if you've just tuned in.
That'll be the second one of the week as well. I did one the other day, yeah.
Are you good? So you do put a wash on when Jane's away. That's really impressive.
Well, I got to the point where I was starting to run out of underpants and socks.
You want to have a word with Ben about... not about your
underpants. Well, will he come round and lend me some of his?
I mean, he's open-minded, but like,
right.
You want to talk to him just about your pants.
Okay.
Sarah Cox is in for Chris because he's on holiday. We're here to get you out of bed in a happy way. We'll talk a load of rubbish and try to make you laugh. Whether you are in your car, the shower or the bath.
The lines are closed for Celebrity Arise. We thank you very much. No more callers. I've had a really lovely time, you know. BBC Radio 1. My Chemical Romance with Na Na Na, open brackets, etc., close brackets.
Let's play the game that is lots of fun. Play it with Chris Moyle on Radio 1. Try it in your car or even on the bus. You can play it if you're thick or you're a genius. But just be warned, it will drive you mad. If you don't get it right, you may be really sad. Will it go today? You'll have to wait and see. It really is annoying. Celebrity Raspberry.
Celebrity Raspberry.
So then, day two of Celebrity Raspberry. Mm. We do know that it's not Jamie Oliver, but it is a man. Yes. But he's not an actor.
Who could it be?
That really narrows it down, don't it? Well, no. So let's see if Angie knows. Morning, Angie.
Morning, Sarah. Morning, Alan. Morning, Dave.
Hiya. Hi, Angie.
Hi.
Oh, we like Angie. She's warm, isn't she?
You sound as awake as Sarah does today.
Yeah. What time did you get up?
5 o'clock.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. How comes were you up so early?
Because I have to do a lot of cooking for Farmer's Market tomorrow down in Woodbridge, which I'm making loads of pies and quiches, game pie, venison pie,
sausage
rolls, quiches.
Are they all savoury pies or are there any dessert
there
pies?
There are some apple pies today
as
well.
Lovely. So you're doing all that all morning, all today. When do
all
you set
today.
Off to the Farmer's Market first thing tomorrow?
Yep.
Lovely. So game pie, venison pie. It's like a Disney movie.
It is, isn't
that
it?
The opening.
It's like Watership Down in crust.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves as she's going through the... You'll do. Put a crust on that.
Put a crust. We've got a pie.
It's Angie. Oh, no, it's Angie with her easy roll pastry. Quick.
You can make a pie out of
leg
anything.
Leg it, Bambi, leg it. Ah, here she comes with a bit of egg wash.
Just to make it go nice and brown.
Thanks for that, Dave.
That's all right.
So, Angie, what's in your quiche?
What's in my quiche? Red pepper, feta cheese and spinach.
Mm. Vegetarian.
Yeah, nice vegetarian.
Cheese one.
A
mushroom, leek and cheese.
That's also vegetarian.
Leek and cheese,
yep,
nice.
And, but the next one isn't. That's
deer.
That's squirrel,
deer and hippo.
I was going to say squirrel and sparrow, all the squirs, but that doesn't, it's not, it's a squirrel and a squirrel.
It'd be a squeesh, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, a squeesh Lorraine.
Oh, it all sounds lovely. Now then, how will the people go into the lovely farmer's market? Where's it being held at?
Woodbridge, down in Suffolk.
How will they know it's your stall, Angie?
How will they know? Because I am quite a sort of favourite down there, I think, and I go with Milbarn Foods. I'm next to my friend who's got a Guernsey herd and she makes her own cheese.
Oh, right.
So lovely. I have all her meat and milk.
Nice. Does she make the cheese before she goes to the market or she take a couple of cows with her? And
no, she makes it before she goes.
Oh, I thought they'd made to order. You could have like one of the cows on a running machine to curdle it and then just squeeze it out, you know what I mean, into a bit of Tupperware. Could be an idea. I watched The Apprentice last. I'm feeling quite innovative, you know. Did you watch The Apprentice this week? They were doing a bit of baking, weren't they?
They were.
Mm.
They were.
Have you got a big dough-making machine like that, or is it all by
it's
elbow?
It's all by hand, mine
is. Lovely. Have you got a big old oven there, or what?
Yep, I've got two big ovens.
You sound like you're one to watch, actually, Angie, in this competition.
Yeah, she's, what do you mean, in the Celebrity Raspberry?
No,
in
the whole sort of food making business.
Oh, I bet your house smells gorgeous right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't smell bad at all. It's what everybody says when they come in.
You sound like Bree from Desperate Housewives.
Lovely.
But you're cooking.
As the smells wafting from your kitchen, has it roused your partner Kevin yet from his slumber?
Yeah, well, my partner Kevin, he's getting ready because he's got a hot and cold round where he goes into Norwich and places, so he's doing all his baguettes and...
I wonder what you're going to say, isn't it? He had a hot
and cold bath.
But it was a ghouly thing,
You're hot, didn't
you? So what? Hot and cold round, and what's on his round then?
In his hot, he's got beef goulash, which we make because we make everything from scratch. That's what we trade on.
Oh, Angie,
we peel every onion, peel every potato. Get all our meat locally sourced.
Blood,
and
sweat,
everything.
And tears.
Yeah.
Quite literally in your food. Well, not if like health and hygiene are listening around Norfolk Way, but
what's in his cold round?
What does he do on his cold? He does his baguettes and
Salad.
Mm. Oh, it's not as good this early. No. Salad doesn't really do it for me, but the pies and
the
stuff.
The goulash sounds good.
Oh, I'd be scared sitting still in your house in case you whacked a crust on me or a lid. Do you know what I mean? Because she's like, everything's cooking there.
Yeah, it is, all the time.
Oh, lovely, Angie. Anyway, my mouth's watering. I'm going to set fire to the desk. We're dribbling down into the electrics talking to you, madam. Dave had the same problem with Cheryl Cole yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't come across that way, though, did he?
He played it cool. The first man to play it cool, Cheryl Cole.
I think for some reason, I don't think she'd be quite into pies and pasties and things.
No. Really. Oh, I thought you meant you wouldn't be into me. I think you're right. She probably wouldn't be into the pies, the pasties, or me.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's be honest. Celebrity Raspberry. Starving now, Ross. Come and do breakfast order in a minute. I can't be wheat free today after this conversation. I'm just giving you a heads up.
Oh, Sarah, I do wheat free. I do gluten free pastry as well.
Oh, lovely. She's good, isn't she?
She is good.
She's good at doing little addies.
Just keep your number, Angie.
So we really should, actually. If you're heading Norfolk Way on the tour, we should see if you drive past her house. Right then. Here we go, Angie. Listen carefully.
Right.
There we go. Oh dear, it's a funny, wet one though, isn't it? It's
fun and wet.
Fun and wet.
Just like we like it.
No, it's not Jamie Oliver, but it is a man, but it's not an actor. What mug would you like, by the way, darling? You've got Chris's mug. Let's chuck Chris's in there. And who else would you like? You've got Alid's, of course. You've got Dave's. You've got Dom. You've got Tina or the Matt Sam cup.
I think I'll have Alid because I think he wants a little mothering and a few pies.
Oh, that's really kind.
Nice. There we
go. Thank you.
It's in the
chicken's
pot.
My favourite, by the
way. I know. You said before.
Oh my gosh. You remembered that. Wow.
She's the pie stalker.
Angie, my darling, what do you reckon then?
I think it could be Michael McIntyre.
Ooh. Michael McIntyre, let's have a look. Alid is doing something with his thumb. Stop doing that and concentrate on the quiz.
Will you just tell us whether it's right or wrong? Now's not the time for that, Alid.
So immature. Angie.
Right.
Oh, it's not right.
Never mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's been so lovely chatting to you, though, my darling.
Okay, Sarah, lovely chatting to you too.
Oh, thanks, my love. Good luck at the farmer's market tomorrow.
Thank you. And we'll do it again. You could win a mug on the BBC. It really is
annoying. Celebrity Raspberry. Okay, should we have some more clues?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think so.
Right.
Don't worry,
I'm asking you. I know we can do, Ali, because you've just gone, Mark Clinton's
I whispered next to the mic again, so sorry to hear that.
They're good, these modern-day mics. Yes. People can hear stuff on them and everything.
Let's have some more clues. More clues.
I wish Angie was my mum. I mean, I love my mum, so maybe my my mum in a kind of love triangle with my mum and her husband.
She sounds great, though.
She's lovely.
They've been very funny on the text. They're saying, you know, you're saying about a Disney film in crust and whatever. Chris in Maidstone says a Disney film in pie definition.
Oh, very good.
Which is good. And also, you know, about the cows and making stuff to order while they're there.
And
he said that you can make a cappuccino.
Oh,
you know,
because
you could kind of anyway, clues.
Don't waste this now. You get two questions.
Okay.
Got the pressure, isn't it? Yeah, lied. We don't even win anything. I don't give a monkeys. I'm leaving today.
I mean, we're just trying to help everybody else.
It's not Jamie Oliver. It's a man. It's not an actor. I've got to ask the obvious question. Capricorn? No, I'm joking. Is he involved? Oh, it's a really boring question to ask about the music industry.
Well, go on,
isn't
then.
It?
Yeah, but it's...
Is he involved in the music industry?
Yes.
Right, okay, so he's involved. Is he singing? La, 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 la. Sorry, that was probably quite alarming. That one I just did with my tongue.
You know that he was alarmed because as you stuck your tongue in, Alan looked at me for reassurance.
What's she doing?
Okay. Right, so he's in the music business. Is this this non-actor man a singer?
Yes, he is.
Singer in the music business.
As opposed to a singer in the baking business.
In the key-cutting business. Right, okay. That's the lot, then. Okay, so it's a singer, it's a man. Find out more. When are you doing? Hang on, what day is it? It won't be for a while now.
It'll be week Monday when we're on the tour.
Week Monday, I'm sure Chris will refresh you with the details. All right, so then it's... Right, excellent stuff. Celebrity Raspberry. Do you still hear your name in that, Alan? Yeah.
I do. Alan is a big bed wetter. Alan is a big bed wetter. Alan is a big bed wetter.
I love that. It's still a mention. If you missed it yesterday, by the way, she was Donsler Studio. Lovely Cheryl was. So if you would like to go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1, look a picture of me with a massive shiny face, like a mad fan. And there's a video there of all the interviews.
45 minute video.
Yeah. Just talked to her all day, though. She's so sweet. She's such a lovely lass. So it's all there. She's performing that Sunday, isn't she, on the X Factor?
Yes,
that Promises song.
She told us.
Yeah. With her dancers and all that.
With her male dancers.
And me in the background.
Wet in the bed. Radio 1, it is Friday, which means it's McFlyday.
Yay!
We'll be making a scene next as well. I'm playing you, CeeLo Green, Tulip, and David now with your news and sport. It's 7:30.
7:33 now.
Thanks very much, guys.
No worries.
Thanks.
Hey, get your names mentioned on Radio 1, if you like, because we're going to do the Duck Register.
Oh, yay!
Exciting. Better than yesterday, David. I forgot you were there. You didn't get a mention at all yesterday.
This is going to be a true highlight of my career.
Yeah, because I couldn't see you. You keep slipping around the corner.
Can you see my hand now?
Yeah. I can see your right hand.
So both of them, there we go.
It's the camera angle's all wrong. It just obscures you completely.
Becomes Tulip TV, doesn't it?
Yeah, Tulip's slap bang in the middle with one of her vast arrays of Cardi dress combos that she's got on.
It's actually jeans today.
Oh, all right. Yeah. A bit of attitude there from the
Blimey.
I like that feistiness. She's been watching Dermot on a Saturday night. And Dermot's been really feisty.
He has. He's been taking people on.
He's like, Simon, shut it. Do this. He's been like really bossy.
He's
brilliant.
Great,
he's
Dermot.
Doing a great job at the moment. All he is. Stand up, Julie. Let's have a look at your jeans. What have you gone for? Hang on. Don't show us. Oh, what have you gone for? Oh, I'm going for a skinny. What are you going for?
No, it looks like they look skinnies.
Boot cut or skinny?
I have never bought a pair of skinny jeans in my life.
Be careful,
hey,
on
be
that
careful.
Swivel
health
chair.
And safety.
On
She's
the chair
on the
now.
Swivel chair. She's living life on the edge. What are they, straight cut?
They are the skinniest of skinniest jeans, and I've never dared wear any because I think you've got to look a certain
look
way.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It works.
It's so hilarious because Judith told me this morning as if it was like the biggest secret in the world. So I've just got to like confide in you. Look, for the first time, I've actually bought some skinny jeans.
Wow, it's a big moment.
It
for
is
a
big
girl.
Moment.
It is.
What a coincidence!
Moment.
You and I were talking about this today as well.
Yeah, because Alid needs to bring his. They look lovely, by the way, Tulip.
Thanks.
Alid needs to. You have to get a lot of g-strings now, though, or you get a VPL. That's a problem if you've got really tight jeans.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, Alid, we're talking. Needs to bring his jean look up to date because
and
it's
shoes.
It's not on. I hate that jean look that you've
is
got.
Is it all
on
very
it.
Baggy?
Yeah, it's too baggy and it like spills. Like it's sort of it like water a waterfall of denim over each foot, and the trainers are terrible as well.
They are.
You're very handsome and you've got a great figure, Ali. You really need to go for a skinny slouch. I'll get my man on to you.
Well, I'm going away next week, so I might go shopping. I might buy some new jeans.
You might go away while you're. Is it a secret where you're? Where you're in New York. While you're in New York, so you need to get a skinny slouch in your life and a bit tighter around the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That won't be hard. I've got such a big bum.
No, they're in the bottom of the leg.
Oh, okay.
That's what you
not in the bottom of the bottom.
No, the bottom. In the bottom of the bottom. Anyway, news and sport, Tulip and David, he'll be back in when?
Half an hour.
We look forward to it. You know what? Last day, you've got 8 o'clock off. No, I'm joking.
We'll go and have a nap.
Woo, yeah, okay, thank you very much. Right, Duck Register then, very nice. Text 81199, we just need your name, no other details, don't go on. 81199, texting your name, or twitter.com/ChrisMoylesShow, all one word, and we could be doing your name in the little Duck Register, which would be nice, eh, Dave?
Lovely.
Lovely, I wonder why you were looking at me then.
Lovely.
I've done something wrong there.
No.
Okay, good.
It is fun today, isn't it?
You know what? Alid at the beginning of the show was quite threatening.
He
with
said,
like, you've got to have fun.
And you know normally when someone says you've got to have fun and it normally cues the worst experience in life, but actually it's not too bad.
No, it's not. It's up there, but it's not the worst experience of your life. Good.
Chris is on a holiday, so you get Sarah Cox. She's a fan of our show. She likes it lots and lots. But who is her favourite member of the team? We think that she should tell us, even though that's really mean.
Oh, It's... No, I couldn't, could I?
The Chris Moyle Show. We know it's not Matt Fincher.
It's so horrible, that.
BBC Radio 1.
Matt Ronson and the Bee's Knees.
He does say that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does say that.
Is it bopping or popping?
Popping, I
popping
think.
On my willy.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's got his brother, Bill.
Yeah.
Is...
into popping?
Body popping.
Maybe.
Or popcorn.
Who can say?
Who knows? What are you doing tonight, then? Have you told me already? You having a relaxed one? Jane's away, she's
still. She's away till Monday. I think... Do you know, I don't think I'm going to do anything. I've got food that needs eating up.
It needs what? Eating up or heating up?
I've got
up.
Food that needs eating up. Because
it's
going to go off tomorrow.
I did a stupid thing last night. It was a completely stupid thing. To get Isaac's dinner ready, talking of food that needs eating, there was... so hang on, do you need... it's food that's going to go off so it needs eating.
Yeah, I did that. You know when you're on your own and you go to a certain shop and you buy like a sort of meal for one type thing, you know? Yeah. And so I bought a few of these to keep me going this week. And I've not been at home as much as I thought, so I've actually got stuff that's going to run out.
So tonight you're having like cannelloni with a side of... like,
and the thing is, it's so
chicken masala.
It is, but it's those kind of be good to yourself type of whatever.
Oh, very good. And have you gone around the world with being good to yourself? Have you
got
like Italian one night?
No, I haven't.
Oh, right.
Like a whole sort of journey.
Yeah.
In a packet.
It's a small world after all, like a cuisine version. Yeah. No?
So I'll probably just catch up on some telly and do that, I think.
Unless I get a better offer
and then I might go out all night. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't wonder if you got a better offer for Dave. Yeah, these lamb chops needed eating last night. There were two of them. Posh ones as well. Farmed by the fair hands, almost, of the future king. They were like the Dutchy posh ones.
Oh, I've seen them, yeah.
Dutchy in I've seen them.
No, I've seen them.
Steaming up the...
They're the ones, they've got like
your breath steams up the posh fridge and you're there with your little meal.
If only I could afford the Dutchy ones one day. They're the ones that they've got like a foil... sort of bottom on them, haven't
they? No, they're just normal in a packet.
Are they?
Yeah. Anyway, there was two of them left and I thought, I sort of baked them with a bit, you know, chucked a half tin of tomatoes in there and a few herbs and a bit of stock and all this. Did it for Isaac's tea. Just thought, I'll see what it's like. I ain't gonna give a monkey's. I'll just see him for future recipes. It wasn't for my consumption. I knew I was having a curry, but I thought I'd just try it out with him. So I do it all lovely, get the chops out, and then obviously he's only little, so I have to cut all the meat off and get all the fat off. So there was quite a lot of fat and stuff like you get with lamb chops. So I had a pile there of all the fatty bits and stuff, all chopped up.
For the birds?
For the dog.
Oh, for the dog,
and then there
right.
was Isaac's section on the chopping board that I chopped up into small little meat, all the best bits of meat for him. Got the dog's bowl, put the whole lot in the dog's bowl. And I had a 4-second thing of looking in the dog's bowl going...
Can I fish it out?
Can I fish it out? And then... There was just one dog hair that was stuck to the bottom of the dog, but I thought, I can't give that
and
to my child.
And you know what? You'd have felt guilty all night, wouldn't you?
I'd disgusting.
If you had done it, I mean, Isaac wouldn't have known any different, would he?
He wouldn't have known, I'd have known. Looking into his eyes on his 18th birthday, as he blows out his candles, all the friends around him, I think, little do you know what your mother did to you.
That one time when you...
15 and a half years
exactly,
ago.
Your dinner went in the dog bowl and then I fished it out.
I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could move on with my life doing that to him.
Who would have thought that, you know, those posh chops actually that were fit for the king would have ended up in Snoop's bowl.
Look at Snoop, eh? What the child's loss was the Basset's gain, as the Chinese proverb says. Alid.
Stop texting. We have all the names
stop
we
talking.
Need.
Stop talking.
No, texting.
Oh, stop texting.
We've got everything we need now
Thank
for the
you.
Duck Register,
Thank
so
you.
Please don't waste your
have
money.
Have you double-checked these?
No, except they've come from Twitter, your list, so okay. I trust those.
Okay, thank you very much.
So you don't get so many with the surnames Dover and McCavity and
it's
people like that.
It's difficult for people to be called Dover when it's your actual name on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, they might be called Dover.
Yeah, exactly.
They might, and there's nothing wrong with that. No. You know, it depends which name prefixes it. Prefixes?
If it's Eleanor. It's fine.
Eleanor Dover.
Yeah, even then
I wasn't sure when I said it.
Yeah.
Right then, let's do this. Good luck. There's a small chance that you'll get your name read out now. Good
Tiny
luck,
chance.
Folks.
Yeah.
Tiny chance.
Is that the same as
Tiny
winning the Year of Millions?
Tiny chance that I'll fade it at the correct time as well.
Barbara Streisand.
Exactly.
Right, go on, after you then.
Morgan West.
Fiona Hodgson.
Ben Stinton.
Nathan Harrison. That's yours.
Rachel Hunter.
The model.
Rachel, sorry, Rachel.
Simon Pavitt.
Emily Martin.
Peter Gregory.
Hannah Butler.
Philip Higgs.
Danny Murphy.
Danny Everett.
Nicola Lord.
Ricky Drayson.
Robert Leet.
Andy Vernon.
Susie Cooper.
Faye Murray.
Gemma Crow.
Katie Foster.
Megan Walder.
Chloe Godbold.
Ian Turner.
Roop Mazee.
Roz Williams.
Peter Lines.
Kieran Scottney.
Felicity Papa Poppetanu.
Joseph Perry.
Mia Jones.
Callum Leach.
Warren Davis.
Adrian Fryer.
Well done.
It's quite timing that. It takes quite a lot of concentration.
I think that Felicity Papa 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 Doodoo. I think they're just trying to make life difficult, aren't they?
She could be Greek or Cypriot.
She might be, but there's too many Papa Poppers in there, aren't there?
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't know if you were doing it in the silly way.
No. Look.
Because you do get it.
Papa Popper. Pad-de-pup-a-loo.
Yeah, she's
and also,
about 4 inches long, that last name.
And also, to have Felicity before it as well, which isn't a very Greek name,
but although
think.
We do apologise if you are listening, Felicity, papa-de-pup-a-de-pup-a-de-pup-a-de-pup-a-de. But that was a daft one, I think. Right, lovely. Thank you very much to everybody who joined in. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
This next year now? It's exciting, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this it?
It's not Monday. It ain't Tuesday. It's not Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday, it is
McFly Day!
Woo! Wow. Excellent.
Love that.
Just love it. I love it every week when I'm listening at home. And you know what time? Yeah, just before school run. Very nice. Very nice indeed.
One of my favourite things on a Friday, in addition to playing that as a sort of subplot, is that Juliet Ferrington, who used to do the sport on this show many, many moons ago, and on Twitter, on a Friday, every Friday when we play that, she just tweets, ooh, 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 ooh. And it's Friday.
Yeah, and that's when you know it's Friday. Mm. Right, are we going off to Hollywood?
Yeah.
Let's do this. It's today's Making a Scene, 81199, starring us all today. It's a bit of a special, 81199. What is the movie, please? Who are the characters involved and how have we tweaked it? Very subtly. Did you say something?
Oil can.
Oil can what?
Oil can. Oh, here it is. Where do you want to be oiled first?
My mouth. My mouth.
He said his mouth.
Here. Here.
The other side.
Yes, there.
My goodness, I can talk again and I can play badminton. Oh, oil my arms, please. Oil my elbows.
Oh!
Winning,
do you think? Now, what was with the small commuter train that was in there as well? Listen to it. There was another one.
A really tiny little
train.
Ghost train. It's an owl. I was trying to do a bit of Atmos in the background.
I'm sorry.
Did they have owls in The Wizard of Oz?
Enjoyed that.
Sorry. Rubbish. Chris Moyle Show. All this week with Sarah Cox.
Oh, my. Honestly.
8-1-1-9 if you think you know what the film is.
Honestly, dear.
I can only apologise.
If you know what the movie is, Ada Wonderman, I knew the character involved. Dave tweaked it ever so subtly.
It was subtle, I thought.
I mean, you know what I mean? You had a subtle tweak in there. I mean, I didn't...
I may have given a big clue as to what the movie is, which I apologise. 8-1-1-9, though, if you think you know.
For today's Making a Scene.
Classic fail.
Yeah, there we go. It's 8 o'clock. Radio on Tim Berg on the way, Kingsley on Tulip, and David, unbelievable, with your news and sport now.
It's 4 minutes past eight now.
Thanks very much, Tulip.
No worries.
You.
Thank you very much.
Right, time to whiz you away to Hollywood again as we reenact the movie magic moment. Somebody got it wrong, by the way.
Really? That's even more incredible than what happened before.
I think they might be joking, though, but we'll reenact it and then we shall see. Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Here we go. Off to Hollywood with today's Making a Scene. Oh, hang on a minute.
Bye-bye.
We're just going to do it in the studio, not with the mics open. We're just going to finish there.
It's probably best.
We should have done most of the show with the mics shut. Got to get into character first, so I have to do the face and they're like, did you say something?
Oil can.
Oil can what?
Oil can. Oh. Oh, here it is. Oh, no. Where do you want to be oiled first?
My mouth. My mouth.
He said his mouth.
Here. Here.
The other side.
Yes. There.
My goodness. I can talk again. And I can play badminton. Oh, oil my arms, please. Oil my elbows.
Oh. That was beautiful.
What was that song that started halfway through? Was
Katy Perry.
It's Katy Perry's here as well.
I watched this film 2 nights ago, says Phil in Cornwall. Is it Saw 6? No. Oil me. Mm. Oh, dear. No, it's not. Russ in Strode, nearly Russ. He says, is it Dave's a Moron starring Dave?
Yeah.
With blurting out the answer, no. Yeah,
you win.
Let's have a look. Jim in Wallington. Getting all the answers right as well. Very good. Jackie in Cardiff. Shannon in Plymouth. Dave in Stockport. Jill in Arbroath. Let's have a look. Lisa in Bristol. Jen in Newark. Pat from Rotherham. And millions and billions of other people. Thanks to everybody for texting him. All knew that the movie today was, of course, the classic...
Wizard of Oz.
I keep doing my eyes at you like, you speak now, and then I join in. And
Sarah, don't need to. He'll say the name anyway.
It was Wizard of Oz, yes, with the characters Dorothy, Tin Man and Scarecrow. And the tweak was...
me saying, and I can play badminton. Because they never talked about badminton in that
They did
film.
In the original, apparently. Oh, it's in the extras on the DVD. Yeah. He could do other things once he could move his arms, and badminton was one of them. Right, where is the last theatre on our Access All Areas tour?
Don't ask me.
Yeah, actually, Dave. When I say that, I don't want you to actually give it away.
In the next half an hour, I'll tell you where the next Radio 1's big weekend is as well, if you
like. He's got all the answers.
Yeah, and the full lineup.
Is on a holiday, so you get Sarah Cox. She's a fan of our show. She likes it lots and lots. But who is her favourite member of the team? We think that she should tell us, even though that's really mean.
I'll never reveal the secret.
The Chris Moyle Show. We know it's not Matt Fincher.
Geezily on Radioactive, before that Katy Perry with another storming single.
Hit after hit from her, isn't it?
Baby, you're the fire. What a big Indian wedding, isn't it, this weekend with Russell Brand.
Is that what they're having, a big Indian?
He's arriving either on a white charger, sort of a massive horse, not a charger, not like for an iPhone.
Yeah, because that is weirdly, but they're also white, aren't they?
Yeah, white charger. Yeah. Or on an elephant, which is in keeping with Indian tradition, and she's going to have the henna tattoos all over her. And she had the sort of nose piercing with the chain to her ear. They're going full out for the full shebang.
In India?
In India. Wow. Yeah. Southport. They've all gone on to it. They've gone off to like a luxury sort of resort there with David Baddiel, Jonathan Ross, various other celebrity friends.
Sounds amazing. Imagine having David Baddiel to share your wedding day with.
I know. You look from the top of your elephant and
you see Baddiel there.
You see Baddiel there making some funny quip, probably involving football.
Yeah.
Okay, so... exciting. The fifth and final destination. Be careful, Dave. Lots of people trying to catch you out on the text saying that you have, but you actually haven't.
I haven't.
The fifth and final destination for the Chris Moyle Show. Access All Areas Tour.
Portsmouth, Newport, Derby, Darlington.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Exciting stuff. So a week Monday, the show is coming live from Portsmouth. Lots of you have got tickets already. Tuesday, live from Newport. A week Wednesday, live from Derby. A week Thursday, live from Darlington. And now we're going to reveal where the Friday show is coming from. It's a first. It's a broadcasting first. You realise
we have never, ever done this before.
So the show's coming from a different theatre every day. So you've got the audience inside of lovely listeners who've all been dashing safely to various box offices all week. But it's never been done before where you're able to watch a Radio 1 show on your telly.
I know.
Properly. If you've got Freeview, satellite or cable, you just press the red button on the BBC channel. If you're out and about on your way to work between 8 and 10 on those mornings, then you will probably pass, if you're in the town, one of the big BBC big screens found in the city centres around the UK. Exciting
stuff.
It's
really exciting. It's going to be a bit scary actually doing the show in front of a live audience, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
Especially when you know that Chris normally pulls down the blinds if anyone's looking through the glass.
Yeah,
and now we've got hundreds
of
people.
You can't pull down little blinds over the cameras, can you? That'd be daft. Okay.
So, do you want the terms and conditions then?
Yes, please.
Remember, everybody, if you're going to try to be one of the first to get these tickets, you must be 16 or over. The tickets will be given out on a first-come, first-served basis, as always, and there's 200 pairs of them. That means 400 people will be allowed into the theatre.
Quite a decent-sized venue.
It's big, isn't it?
Jay's got the deets. This next bit's very important.
You can only have one pair, and if you get to see us do the show in the theatre... you have to stay from 8 till 10, i.e. you can't just pop in for 5 or 10 minutes on your way to work, school or college. No. Once you're in, we lock the doors and that's it.
Exactly. Now then, we're doing this good, aren't we, today?
I'm liking this.
Is this
we're
good?
Really doing it with a bit more pizzazz.
Bit
yesterday, because Cheryl Ree, we're like, we're coming to Darlington, so Cheryl, tell us.
Yeah.
So a bit more pizzazz, we want to get you pumped up and ready for it, the good people of... There was a bit of alliteration there, is that a clue?
I don't want to ruin the moment, but that's your alarm to feed the meter on the car. But anyway, that's fine. I'll just snooze that for now. Awful timing.
Here we go. Okay. The perfect people
get pumped up.
Get pumped up.
In preparation.
In preparation
for this
the
prime announcement.
Very good.
Because we are going
to...
Perth!
Yay!
Beautiful Perth in Scotland. We're coming to see you.
Beautiful part of the world. All right, we've got to tell you, do not run. Do not leg it over the road. You've got to park properly. You don't want to get a ticket. You've got to drive carefully.
Mm.
Take your time, obviously, with haste, but don't go crazy.
Yep.
Be careful. On your way there now, you need to be going to the box office at the Perth theatre.
Makes sense, doesn't it, really, that the theatre's called the Perth Theatre?
Yeah, I know. It's
in
not,
Perth.
It'd be daft if it was like the Dumfries. Yeah. Yeah. It's the box office at the Perth Theatre. Make your way down there. You're one of the first 200 people. We'll be seeing you in Perth a fortnight today. It's exciting.
The final date on the tour. So to recap, Monday, Portsmouth. Tuesday, Newport. Wednesday, Derby. Thursday, Darlington. And Friday, 2 weeks today, Perth! Yay!
Yay! 200 pairs, so you should be in a good chance if you make your way there now. Yay! Whiz, bang, boo! Ooh!
Wallop!
Oh, wow, that we can stop that. Rather brilliantly. Lovely. Is it Clara?
Clara.
Lovely Clara, who's handing out the tickets, has got a security guard with her. She texted through a photo of him saying, check him out, he's an absolute double for Dave.
This isn't going to be complimentary, is it?
He might be listening. I don't want to be horrible. I just don't know if he looks like you. He's younger than you, which is good.
Oh, well, that's a good sign.
Okay. So, here he is. I'll show you. Let's see.
There is a similarity.
There is a bit.
He's got a bigger head than me, doesn't he? Do you think?
Well, he's a security guy. He might have to move people out of the way with his face.
Well, I can see what you mean.
He's probably quite a big lad, so we don't want to tell. I mean,
it's. Do you know what? It's.
He looks like he's your. He looks like he's a distant relative.
Yeah.
As if from another
like
planet.
Like a second. Do you remember, you know, the other one that Dom, I think, found a while ago, where he said, for some reason, he'd found this picture of composer Franz Schubert, right, online, off of classical music.
No, I've heard this, you see, on the air, and I've never been able to find a picture of Schubert because I've been just busy running around.
Let me show you this and tell me whether you think this looks like me. I always say that it doesn't, even though I kind of know that it does.
You know, really,
I know
that
it does, that but it I
does
pretend like that I can't see it. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
You look like Schubert. It's amazing. What's this? Hang on. What's this that Alan's just put in?
Yeah, hello, everybody.
Oh, that's Schubert. Me that's you being like Schubert. That's amazing.
So you look like
the security guard in Perth.
Yeah.
Good morning to your lovely man, by the way. Keep Clara safe. Yeah. Thank you for your
work.
Very
handsome
morning.
Chap, obviously.
Very handsome chap. And
Franz Schubert.
Franz Schubert. It's exciting. Beats mine, apparently. I really look like the lady out of Sheila's Wheels. Don't know if you see that advert. And I always get tweets going, are you in the Sheila's Wheels advert? I'm like, what, one of the anonymous three women in it? I mean, you know, might not have a sparkling career, but come on. She's the big toothy one at the back. Let's try and find the advert. Yeah, same with you and Schubert. I kind of know him.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
You don't like to say it, but you can sort of see it there.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Eminem and No Love. Sampling Hathaway.
It's an odd one, isn't it? It's Eminem and Lil Wayne. And
Lil Wayne. As in My Little Pony.
Yeah.
They did try and have a Little Pony, Little Wayne version.
Little Wayne.
It had loads of tattoos on it and didn't.
No.
You know, like packing a piece.
Yeah.
In its mane.
Yeah, like a gun, not like a piece of cake.
No.
Chocolate biscuit.
I'm packing a piece.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
It
to,
is a weird.
To sample from them. Thought.
I suppose when you like a sample, you stumble across it, you're not going to go, you know what, let's just research in the UK if it's by someone a bit random and quite comedy.
Yeah.
That, like, you know, annoying DJs will take the mickey out of.
I wouldn't have thought that Eminem is going to be bothered by it, but it sounds strange, I think.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, there we go. That said, it's brilliant.
There's our music. Hey, I've paid me parking, by the way.
Good.
So, ha boo to the person who's been giving me a ticket. I imagine it's a traffic warden.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I have amassed 3 tickets this week.
Have you?
Not
what?
Good. Yeah.
That's 180 quid, isn't it?
I know!
And yesterday was 3 minutes late.
Oh. You know what? And also, when I don't want to get all conspiracy theory, but when I left work yesterday, I saw a traffic warden. I had a ticket. The paps who'd been there for Cheryl were taking pictures of me. Mm. So I had to do my ticket face, which, of course, is a big grin, because I didn't want to look too... So then I looked weird. I looked like it was a Willy Wonka moment. BBC Radio 1. So I see a traffic warden nearby, and he's listening to something off of his phone, like on earphones.
Right.
So I'm thinking, is he listening to the show and checking if I've done... Is he outside of Radio 1 Towers listening and knowing that I've not put my... or making his way to here knowing that I've not paid it? That'd be terrible.
That'd be sneaky, though, wouldn't it?
That'd be sneaky, little sucker. And if a camera flashes at me on the road, does it mean I've been speeding? Does it mean I've got a ticket?
Yes.
If it's flashed?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Not always. Hang on a sec. Because some of them don't have... Some of them don't have... film in them, I don't think. Do they still use film in them? Or do they
must digital
be,
now.
Anyway, whatever. It's some of them don't work.
Right.
And some of them
so
do.
So I've got to hope that it's one that doesn't work. There was a car in front of me this morning coming into work at like 20 to 6 and it was a 30 mile an hour and I think I was doing about 34 maybe or 33.
Because that's enough. Is that enough? Yeah, because I got done doing 33, I think, or 34 and I got put on a speed rehabilitation course.
Oh no! Yeah. Well, I might have to go on one of them.
Thames Valley Police.
Well, I have to do it. My name's Sarah Cox and I'm a speed freak.
But it's funny though, because go on these things because it's an alternative to getting points.
Oh right, yeah,
so you don't get the points, but you have to go and do this course and you think you're gonna be in this class with a load of joyriders and, you know, sort of ne'er-do-wells, and it was all like mums off the school run and
oh no,
pensioners and stuff.
Well, I might make a friend.
You might.
I mean, I know I sound lonely by saying that. I'm not gonna start speeding around in the hope that I get to make more friends and broaden my social circle.
Don't speed though, obviously, because you learn about
But you know what though, the car in front of me, it might have been flashing the car in front because I was only about a third of the way along the track, the marks on the road.
Well, maybe it was the one in front.
So just praying that the guy in that little Merc is the one who
gets hope it's him.
Let's hope it's him. If you're listening, good luck with that. Let me know. 150 tickets left, so you've still got time to pop down to the Perth Theatre, but do be careful. Tulip's here with your news.
FM. Online. This is BBC Radio 1.
And with your sport, we've got David Garrido. It's just left half eight.
It's 8:35 now.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See
you in an hour.
See you in an hour. What are we going to do then? We're going to talk about the tickets, aren't we, Ali?
Oh, well, I haven't got an update. I've only got 150.
Okay, so there's 150 tickets left. Do be careful. It's for a fortnight today.
Yes.
It's the final day, which will be a good date, actually, because it's going to be the last one. You're going to all be, you know, up for a bit of a party.
Friday feeling and all that. I mean, not that the other days aren't going to be brilliant also.
No, because you'll get that Tuesday feeling in Newport.
And the Monday feeling in Portsmouth.
And then Wednesday, that Wednesday vibe. In Derby.
Yeah, and of course Thursday in Darlington. That's the week recapped all in the wrong order, just to confuse you.
That was so rubbish. So you've got time to get to the box office at the Perth Theatre. How many tickets left? 150?
It'll be less than that.
We're just waiting for texting. Yeah.
Well, let's hope there's not more than that, because that means that people will have had them and then taken them back.
And then they'll have gone, you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, you're all right.
Where's the returns?
So we're going to play this because Fern is back in town. Woo! She's been off on a student tour. Mm-hmm. I just saw Alex upstairs, who you may know as the Cornish Fairy.
Yep.
I know him as Alex.
Alex.
He's up there and is looking very scrubbed clean. I think he had a problem because they've not been able to shower all week.
He has OCD as well.
Yes, he's a very clean boy, which I didn't realise just before. I didn't know he had a bit of OCD. Morning, Alex. And it only became apparent after when I was doing the Kylie live lounge when I was in for Fern. And I didn't know where to put my spiggy, my chewing gum.
Yeah.
And so I jokingly handed it, held it out. Just to see how far he would go in his duty. I wouldn't have let him take it from me.
Yeah.
And he reached for it for a second and then moved back a bit. And it was only like a few days. I was like, only joking. And I thought, God, that probably really scared him.
That's a nightmare scenario for him.
Nightmare
and one that he probably still has well, nightmares about, obviously.
And therapy for. So, anyway. So he's upstairs all scrubbed clean. Fern is back in town. I'm sure she'll be thrilled. I bet her cats were pleased. And I bet she's all nice and washed. She's back from 10 o'clock. This was from yesterday. Did you hear the klaxons yesterday?
I heard a bit of them, yes.
Do... bad romance. It's hard to cover Gaga. Mm.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. And also, it always reminds me of X Factor, of the early auditions. Whenever I hear anybody covering Gaga, it just makes me sound like some oddball fruit.
Didn't Diva
stage.
Fever do it?
They did, yes. Mm.
Yeah.
And I tend to find on X Factor, the ones who start with the Lady Gaga songs are not the best singers.
Yeah.
No, because it sort of... What's the word? Yeah, it's quite forgiving, isn't it, for those that haven't got the best talent.
Unforgiving. Having said that,
what a beautiful setup for the Claxton's Live Lounge.
Do, yeah, 8999.
100 tickets left.
Oh, 100 left. Okay.
Oh, 120.
300. Yeah. Dave, put your face straight. Watch your bed romance. Very good.
Excellent it was.
Very good. That was Claxton's Bad Romance, a tricky song to cover.
Longer than you think as well, isn't it?
It was live in the Live Lounge.
Mm.
I think it's tricky. It's a tricky song to do. And also when you're live in the Live Lounge, you can't sort of stop halfway through and go, you know what, we should have chosen, let's not do this. Because you have to just, plough on.
I think the fact that it was a cappella made it feel longer.
You know, because they're Claxton, they can do all sort of whiz bangs with their music, I suppose. But I don't know if they just weren't allowed in, you know, they only allowed to take a microphone in and their hearts.
Live Lounge, isn't it?
I heard them. I heard them do their, you know, their one.
And, yeah, and was it good?
It was great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That was. Oh, hang on.
Two very quick corporate messages. Yes. If you want to see anything from the week, on the student tour, go online bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Omen Prodigy, Good Friday song. Make me get ready for the disco.
As in good on a Friday, not good Friday, like an Easter song.
Oh, that perfect Easter song, yeah. That's a good Easter song. It'd be All Rise by Blue,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
For the hot cross buns.
For the, yeah. All Rise.
Oh, the religious thing, yeah.
The religion, you know what I mean?
I thought you meant like bacon.
I thought,
you have hot cross buns and stuff, don't you, at Easter? I mean, it's not the essence of what Easter's all about, but it's a part of it, right?
Anybody else wants to join in with good songs for religious?
Yeah, for Easter.
Well, we've not got time. It is the Golden Hour at 9.
In Perth, there are 50 pairs of tickets left.
Whoa.
Only 50.
Do you know what? They've gone really quick today, haven't they?
They have, actually. When you think about the 150 that have gone, that's 150 actual people. It sounds it's a lot when they're all going there getting...
Yeah,
someone's even driven from Dundee for
amazing
tickets.
Okay, I can't wait for this tour. I think it's going to be brilliant.
Apparently, we've had a couple of stiletto incidents where the hot chicks of Perth have been slipping in the rain in their stilettos.
Don't do that. It's dangerous.
Be careful.
Walk, don't run.
What are you doing this weekend, Dave?
I'm going to the football tomorrow.
Nice. Who are you playing?
It's Spurs away.
Oh, all right, then.
So I'm going to Spurs Everton tomorrow with the lads.
Nice. Is it a nice away end at Spurs?
Yeah, I like going to Spurs away. There's always a good atmosphere. So doing that tomorrow, early kickoff, come back, get to the pub, then watch the West Ham Newcastle game as well.
Wow, your wife is away.
She is away. You know, you do these sort of things that ordinarily you couldn't do because you'd have to get back and, you know.
And help out with the kids.
Could do bedtime and stuff. So
have a drink tonight.
Do it.
I don't know, though, because I've just not had one for so long. You get a bit obsessive with not having... I've not had a drink since Bestival. Bestival was that good way, like you have wine for breakfast.
Yeah.
But since then, the thought of having a drink, I've just not... I've been completely teetotal since then. I think I'm just one sort of chink in my DNA away from being one of those people who goes, you know what, I'm never going to drink again. But there's one little twist in my DNA. There's just one little a little kink that stops me from being that person, but only just.
It'd be so much healthier if you did that.
I know, I'm like, my skin's great because I don't booze and it's, you know, I don't smoke anymore. I mean, it's...
But, you know, a little of what you fancy doesn't do you any harm,
Friday
does
night,
it?
You know, I've still got that Friday night fit, you know what I mean?
Everything in moderation, and as our friend Dr. Marker would always say, everything in moderation, including moderation.
Yeah, good. Oh, very good. Yeah, yeah, doesn't it? That's what he lives his life by.
Oh, doesn't he just?
Right, what?
Yeah.
Might do a couple of glasses of wine maybe tonight, maybe. We shall see. Are you all right, darling? What are you scribbling down?
It's like
being with Rolf Harris. Can you tell what it is yet? No. What is scribbling at me there?
Just going to say, a bus driver's just stopped his bus full of people to collect tickets.
That is so lovely.
Wow. There's only 30 pairs left.
I hope the bus driver gets one.
Yeah, I think he will. Hey, I'm doing a fashion show this weekend.
Fantastic. What, are you modelling in it?
No, I'm hosting it.
Shut up, you and Giselle.
No, with Daniel from X Factor. Do you remember?
Oh, Daniel?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Daniel, as in Daniel Johnson.
Yeah, nice.
And I'm there going, take a look at the models, and out they come wearing
in that voice.
And take a look at the models. Take a look at the models.
I'm in San Didno, so that's where I'll be.
Oh, nice! It's nice, lovely part of the world. My dad and his lovely Mrs. Joyce, his lady friend, bit of fluff. They're down this weekend actually, but they go to San Didno for the pretend Christmas. You know, have you heard of
that? No.
They go like in sort of like September, and it's a pretend Christmas. It's like called a turkey, and it's called a turkey week. I think that's what they do. Turkey weekend.
And a turkey weekend.
It's called Turkey and Tinsel or something. And you go to a hotel in Llandudno with lots of other like-minded people who are all there for this pretend Christmas. And you have like a Christmas Eve, and then you have a big Christmas dinner the next day.
So it's for people who have a shared interest.
Yeah, people
and they
who
do
are
that
massively
for the weekend.
Into Christmas. Yeah. And it's apparently it's a bit of a jip.
I know that my Auntie Sheila and Auntie Bob go there on a coach trip.
Real Auntie Sheila? Oh, your mum's friend,
Auntie Sheila. No, because like Uncle Phil was like my dad's best mate at school.
So
they're like friend auntie and uncles.
But they're still your auntie.
Still your auntie and uncle,
even though not by, you know, they wouldn't be on the old...
There's no DNA,
relation
or anything. As far as I know.
Okay, so let's do this then. This is exciting. I think it's about time.
Radio 1's Teen Awards.
This could be massive. This could be a big thing. It could snowball this event. Good luck, by the way, at the fashion show in London.
Thank you.
Not very good.
Look what they're wearing.
Where can people come and see you go? Look at the models.
Look at the models.
Not around the models, but at the models and their clothes.
I think it's a place called Venue Cymru.
Oh, nice. Right.
Which translated means venue of Wales.
Well done.
Thanks.
Very
good.
Wow. She's bilingual.
So it's nice that we've got Radio 1 Teen Awards then. Because, you know, there's those teen awards in America, Cameron Diaz, that are massive. It'd be nice if we had an equivalent over here. So, on Sunday, the 14th of November, we're going to be hosting the BBC Radio 1 Teen Awards. It is, as it sounds, as you'd expect, an award ceremony. And it's also an opportunity to see some of your favourite artists perform live at the Hammersmith Apollo in London Town. So this Sunday, between 7 and 9, the lovely Tom Deacon is going to be unveiling how you can be at the event. In the meantime... In a little bit of a ghoulie's been dropped somewhere by someone upstairs, because you can't go through the BBC Radio 1 website, can you?
But the corporate line is to go to the homepage.
But then when you do, you can't vote there.
I can't find the link.
Okay, so unless Alid can't find the link, which is normally pretty good at that kind of caboodle, aren't you, darling?
Yeah. I mean, if I'd said I couldn't find the link, then it would be evidently be on there somewhere.
Yeah, that it'd be really easy, and even I could.
So first port of call is take a look at the website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you can't find it, go to Google or go to Bing and type in Radio 1 Teen Awards.
And there you can vote for the best song, the best album, best TV actor, best actor or best TV show, best dress, best young sports star. Let's have a click on then. This is going to be embarrassing. Best dressed. Go on, let's have a look. I'm going to be... Am I allowed to vote for myself? Don't laugh that hard!
Sorry.
Let's have a look. Hang on, I'm on there. Agnes. Agnes Dean, of course, naturally.
Alexa, is it alphabetical?
Oh, yeah. Alexa Chung. Yeah. Hang on. Cole. So if it's alphabetical... No, it's not. Hang on. Dean, Chung and Cole. I'm like, yeah, it's alphabetical. D doesn't become... Let's have a look. Oh, no, it's alphabetical with the first names. Is that what you mean, David?
Yeah, well, see, it is alphabetical, isn't it? Agnes,
there we
Alexa,
go.
Cheryl,
yeah.
Daisy.
Daisy, Diana Vickers, Emma Watson, Fern Cotton, Natch, Florence Welsh, Frankie Sanford. Keep going down. Nick Grimshaw's on there, Mark Ronson. Keep going for the S's. Hang on. Robert Pattinson.
You should be between...
Robert Pattinson and Taliza off of N-Dubs. All right, well, there's been some mistake there for the fashion one, but that's fine. Also, you can vote for Best Album. I know Cheryl's on there, so you could pop a little vote on for Cheryl, whoever's your favourite. Let's have a look.
Which one?
Best? Oh, do you want Best TV Show? Let's see.
Best TV Show.
What would you choose, Dave?
The Runners...
Bearing in mind, it is the Teen Awards.
The Runners and Riders for... Do you know what? I would go for...
Oh, come dine with me. Oh, it's ours.
Is Coach Trip on there?
Harry Hill must stand a good chance.
Harry Hill's got to, and Britain's Got Talent, maybe Come Dine With Me.
Bear Grylls.
In Between Us. There's a lot of good ones on there. Bear Grylls. Sort of what? X Factor.
X Factor.
Got to be, hasn't it? Do you reckon? Yeah. Well, we'll see. Skins is on there.
Total Wipeout.
Total Wipeout. Amazing. Right, okay. So anyway, go and have a little Google. Go for a search for it on a search engine for the BBC Radio 1 Teen Awards. You can vote for all your favourites. Make sure you listen as well. Very important this Sunday from 7. Tom Deacon will tell you how you can be there. And then all the winners and all the dancers and singers...
we'll be singing and a dancing.
I've seen the lineup.
Hammersmith Apollo.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
All right.
Like BBC corporate aside.
No.
Is it good?
It is brilliant.
No. No, it's rubbish.
No, it's rubbish. It's rubbish.
No, is it genuinely good?
Honestly, when I heard who's going out some of the awards, I got very excited.
Would you like to tell me some of the names and I'll tell the world?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, let's not mention anything today. I might get a bit button happy here, I'm just warning you.
There's lots to press.
Lots of excitement. 8199, by the way, all the tickets for Perth have now gone, so apologies if you're making your way there. The tickets have now gone. We shall see you in a fortnight's time. Okay, so golden hour then for the final hour of the show. We do it every week on a Friday.
Yep.
We love it. 8199, we need your name, where you're from, what you're doing. So, Dave, you might say...
Hi, my name's Rudolph, and I'm celebrating an early Christmas in Llandudno, and I think the year is... is 1985.
Well, there you are at the moment. I'm glad you've not guessed the actual year. No. Aled, you may say?
I'd say, hello, Aled from Aylesbury, doing some art. And I think it's 1966.
Fantastic.
Chris Moyle Show, the golden hour. International Radio 1.
1 FM, the golden hour.
And another one.
Just getting overexcited.
The jingles keep coming.
We can have like 45 minutes of jingles and two tracks. It's E17. Well, thanks for listening all week. It's been very lovely. Thank you very much to Dave. Thank you to Aled and to Fee and to Roz and producer Sam and to Matt Fincham.
Oh, we've had a nice week. Thank you very much.
Dominic and everyone. Yeah, it's been great.
Had a laugh.
Very, very lovely. We'll finish with a quick word from David DeRito, I think it says.
Enough, Cox.
Yeah, that is quite enough.
Never a truer word.
Enough, Cox.
Okay. Fern.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning, Doodle Dandy. How are you feeling?
Well, we're okay. We're doing all right. Me and the Cornish Fairy are fresh off the tour bus. We got back last, sort of like early evening and...
I could see him doing a little bottom waggle on the camera to Basement Jacks. Yeah,
a little wiggle, were you?
Shaking his booty.
He's still asleep, little one. He's still half asleep. So we've got stingy eyeballs, but apart from that, we are all
in the live lounge.
In the live,
you've got to respect what they're doing.
So what a week you've had then, eh?
It's just been an incredible week. It's been brilliant fun. Mm. The tour bus bit, I could give a miss, to be honest. Yeah.
And did the cats do a slow motion run towards you when you got in?
Oh, you know what cats are like. Cats
mommy,
are so...
Meow.
That's what I was hoping for. But they instead just sort of circled around the kitchen like, oh, you're back, are you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, how you doing?
All right, it's her with the hair and the jewellery. Yeah. Feed us.
Can have some dinner. Yeah, exactly. But hey, apart from that, it is all good. It was good. It was a wonderful week. We sort of got up to all sorts. We were sort of having a little reminisce a minute ago. Because it feels like we were away for about a year. It's weird, those things, isn't it? It feels like we're away forever.
Fern, if I wanted to see any pictures or video content of your week away, is there any that is currently online?
So glad that you've asked,
thanks.
Yeah. There is a wonderful pinboard section of the Radio 1 website. I'm really chuffed with how this has all turned out, actually. If you go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, one of the first things you should see on the scrolling banner will be this pinboard that you can click through to called Student Tour. And there's all little pictures and videos on there, and lovely little moments from the live lounges as well.
Wow, well, I'll log on and check it out.
Are you going to do that, Dave?
Yeah, of course I am.
There's been some nice moments, actually. I pushed the Cornish Fairy around in a shopping trolley. That was fun.
Oh, bless him. In the little seat on the... Oh, that bit where you can put your flowers.
With the little seatbelt.
Oh, I wish I had done that.
You should have done and fastened the little seatbelt so he couldn't get out.
No, we just sort of so chucked him in the main body of the trolley and then put a duvet over him and pushed him
around. Put him on a little paper plane. Phew! That out.
Oh, Alex, you poor thing.
Lovely, we do love Alex. All right, well, listen, welcome back, my love.
Thank you very
much. Have a lovely show and a nice weekend.
And you, Coxie. Love you.
Bye, darling. Bye.